coming.
This is Tammy McCummins. I'm interviewing my grandma, Bernice McCummins, at her home in Marlette, Michigan. It's December 30th, 1989. My sponsoring school is Chesine High School. This is for my English 2 honors class. Teacher Rosalie Tidoff. What do you remember about makeup in the late 30s and early 40s?
Well, I was in high school at that time, and I wasn't allowed to wear very much makeup. But my dad wouldn't allow me to, so I used to take my makeup to school and put it on. And that was rather a little sneaky way of doing it, and then I always managed a way to try to get it off before I got home. He always thought that wearing makeup represented somebody that was rather frivolous and foolish. And he always told me that he always called rouge pooge. And he always said that the main things I liked was pooge and pocketbooks, which were purses today, but they were called pocketbooks then. We didn't wear the makeup like we wear today. We were mainly taught, which I didn't have much of a teacher, which I taught myself because my mother didn't wear makeup, and losing my own mother when I was 7 years old, that meant that I didn't know much about my own mother. But my stepmother became part of our family when I was 11 years old, and she did not wear makeup. But what I taught myself and what they had on the market then is much different than it is today. We wore a lot of powder based on, it wasn't what you'd call powder then, it was called pancake makeup. And it was made of water. You used it with water. And it was come in a little case, and you had a little sponge, and you wet the powder in the makeup case, and you applied it to your face. And for under base, mainly we used Vaseline. There wasn't much creams of sorts then, probably was, but we couldn't afford to have them then, so I didn't wear very much of the lotion then. And to remove the makeup was also Vaseline. And I was talking to my family doctor here in Marlette not too long ago, which is Dr. Esterbody, and he said that Vaseline, yet, is a good thing to use on your skin. It softens and it makes your skin very pliable. But to go on with my story, when I get to school, I'd rush in the bathroom and as fast as I could, along with a few other girlfriends, and apply my makeup along with them. And it was mainly of just a little rouge, pooge, as my dad would say. And it would be mostly that and some lipstick, which was very bright red. The makeup then wasn't it was made mainly of dyes. Lipsticks were strongly dyed. And when you got it on, it was very hard to get off. And what kind of dye they put in it, I can't tell you, but it was basically a wax, not as creamy as the lipsticks are today. And I started wearing makeup, I would say, probably in the early 40s, in my teen years. And I didn't wear any eye makeup at all, which eye makeup then wasn't very prevalent as it is today, and the girls are very beautiful wearing it today, and I even have to say that I do wear eye makeup now today at my age of 62. And I like to look natural, and I think I look more natural now than I did then, because I probably wasn't taught the right way of how to wear makeup. But as far as knowing much about what my mother and my background, but in those years, women didn't wear as much makeup as they do now. And other than that, I can't think of too much more to say in my teen years, and as I was younger, probably I maybe got into some of my older family's makeup and tried it on, but I didn't start using it until I was in high school.
Is there anything else you remember about makeup at all?
Yes, I do remember that years ago that instead of using powder, Cornstarch was used a lot for powder. And also, it made them look real pasty. It made a person look real white. And when you wore bright red lipstick, you really looked sick. And it just wasn't as natural then as it is today. I'm sure that a lot of movie stars that wore makeup in those days, of course, we can't tell a lot about that because the movies weren't shown in color then. It was more in black and white, so you couldn't really see their makeup. But you could tell, even in the black and white movies, that they had heavy lipsticks on. And those lipsticks were a lot of dye in them, and they did consist of wax that which stuck to your lips, and it made your lips look bigger and fatter, and it also looked false. It didn't really look natural as it does today.
When you started wearing makeup, why'd you wear it?
Because I think it was peer pressure. I think a lot of the girls wore it, and I wanted to be part of them, so I wore makeup. It's just part of growing up and wanting to do what your peers are doing.
What types of makeup did they wear?
I think I've already repeated that, or said that in my, when I was talking before my beginning, but it was, like I said, it was pancake makeup and rouge, or pooch, as my dad would call it, and it was lipstick, which were bright reds. There weren't too many soft colors in those days.
How much time and effort was spent applying and removing makeup? Is there a lot?
Well, not really, because they didn't have it as much, and they didn't teach you the care of your skin then as they do now. Even though that of course, I'm quite round in the face, and I don't have too many wrinkles for my age, I don't think. And I think I really can say that the Vaseline helped that a lot. And as far as applying it, how much time I spent, not very much. Probably not as much as I take today putting it on.
How about older women? Did they spend a lot of time?
No, older women didn't wear makeup much then in those days. And if they did wear makeup, people thought they were some type of a floozy. They didn't, and I don't know whether that you would know what a floozy means, but a floozy means somebody that's very frivolous and they were wild. It's called wild women, I guess.
What can you tell me about prices of makeup and how much people would spend on it?
Well, in those days, not much. Probably a tube of lipstick would be 10 cents, and maybe rouge would be 25 cents. And the rouge also, there wasn't too much cream rouge. It was more of a powder rouge. And I can remember you had a little box of rouge that I had. And it had a little girl's picture on top of it. And it was a cute little box. I wished I had the little box today because it would be an antique. But it was a powder. It was sort of like a cake powder, but yet it was not as smooth going on as it is now, because I'm sure that the rouge had a lot of dye in it also. And I really can say that they've come a long way, baby, for makeup.
When you were young, was there a lot of desire to wear makeup? Like, did all your friends, did adults, or not many people wanted to wear it, or?
Yes, I'd have to say that most of all my friends and teenage girls that were in high school at that time wanted to wear makeup. And it was being part of what the rest is doing you wanted to do. Now, as far as I can think back of my own mother and my stepmother and probably even my grandmother, which I don't remember, but I'm sure they didn't wear any makeup, because I don't think makeup was really as prevalent in those days as it is today.
Mm-hmm. Didn't wear like powder? Did they use creams or what types of things? Did they didn't use anything, or did they use?
Well, like a lot of times they used what they call a glycerin, and it's on the market today. There is a glycerin on the market today, which is, if you're familiar with Cornhuskers lotion for chapped hands, they used a lot of that, and again, back to Vaseline for creams. And Vaseline is also good for removing makeup also. You can put that on your face and it'll just remove a lot of the makeup.
What types of differences were there in makeup worn in the day compared to that worn, like if you went out on a date or if you went someplace with a boyfriend or peers? Or
in those days? In those days, it'd be just, again, your rouge, your lipstick. And I didn't wear, because they didn't have a good pancake makeup at that time. And I always felt that it separated on my skin. And the type of skin I had, it separated. And I didn't like the looks of it when I put it on. So I just mainly wear a little rouge on my face and some bright lipstick.
Were you ever, do you wear makeup every time you went out? Or?
Oh, no, I didn't. Because, again, I wasn't allowed to wear very much makeup when I was a teenager at home. So I didn't really, I didn't wear it every time I went out. And I wasn't allowed to date very much, so I didn't have too many dates to wear my makeup or to go out.
Did, was makeup part of that? Like, did people think if you wore makeup and out on a date, different, was that affected?
No, probably not with the average girl, but again, in my childhood, as my father was much older than I, which he was 55 when I was born, so that meant that he was much older in his ideas than what a lot of my peers were. Their parents were probably younger and allowed them to do more things than my father did, and that was one of the things he never allowed me to wear much of his makeup.
Did you, as you got older? Did you?
As I got older and got away from home, I definitely did. When I came to Michigan when I was almost 18 years old from Missouri, and I lived with an aunt, and sure, I started wearing more makeup, and it was a fun. I really enjoyed it because I felt like I was free and I could do as I really wanted to do and wear makeup. And maybe that's why I like makeup today, because I wasn't allowed to wear it too much when I was younger. And I do feel that it enhances your looks and makes you brighter looking and younger looking. And I think that most of all teenagers should wear some. I don't agree to them wearing it real heavy, but I do think that it makes them look more alive and be taught the proper way of wearing it.
Did they, most teenagers then weren't taught how to wear it? Did some parents teach their children how to wear it, or were there places where you could learn how?
No, there weren't. Now, in those days, we didn't have malls, and there was no place to be taught how to wear makeup. If it was, you'd have to go to you'd have to be mighty rich to be able to afford to go to have a makeover. Now, you can go to the mall, and they'll make you over free just to sell their makeup. But then you couldn't do that. And no, we weren't taught how to wear makeup. And I think it was sad that we weren't. I really would have enjoyed being able to know properly how to wear my makeup. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't taught then.
When, about how old were you when things started coming up to, like, Mary Kay and Merle Norman? When did they start coming into the picture? And
well, I would say probably in the 60s. I'm sure that's when a lot of course, Avon's been in business for years, and I've not been able to wear Avon makeup very well because I'm allergic to a lot of the perfumes in it. But I'm thinking probably in the 60s I can really see a big change in makeup, and that when you'd go to buy makeup, it was more, they had ways of testing your skin and giving you the right kind of makeup for your type of skin, which if it's dry, normal, or oily.
What kind of part did advertisers play in makeup? Now, I know I read that in the 1920s, advertisers something I just read, that advertisers started saying that if you didn't wear makeup, you weren't considered pretty or something. And
I'm sure that in the 1920s they did do this, but of course I was just born in 27, so I don't remember the 20s. And in the 30s, I didn't pay that much attention to it because I wasn't old enough. And in the 40s is when I really started into wearing the makeup. And the advertising on it then, I don't really remember too much of the advertising. I think most television has brought a lot of advertising out for beauty and for makeup more than in the 30s and 20s as far as advertising goes. And I think a lot of your companies now, if you get hooked up like with Estee Lauder or Clinique, which is a good makeup, they send you brochures right from their, the mall send them to you. And, you know, and that there's a lot of advertising. And as far as advertising goes, I don't remember too much about the advertising.
When did things start coming in more towards the home, like where they now, where they come to homes, more door-to-door?
To sell makeup and to, well, I can remember Avon years ago. Now that one I know really came to my mind because I used to have an Avon girl that came quite often. But again, I couldn't wear their makeup, but I did buy from her because I felt sorry for the girl, and I did buy her makeup. Not makeup per se, but maybe some cologne to give as a gift and this type of thing. And also, there's another one that my sister sold, which is a good makeup. And, you know, really, I can't think of the name of it right now. But Mary Kay has been coming now out, I would say, in the last 15, 20 years. Mm-hmm. That Mary Kay's been on the market, and they'll come. And I've got a little girl coming today to make Tammy and I over. And it'll be fun, just a grandma and granddaughter day. And I'm having fun doing this today. And she's going to come. And in fact, she called me this morning and confirmed the appointment that she's coming at 1 o'clock to do Tammy and I today.
What kind of products did men use? Did they use anything? Nowadays they'll use like perfumes and stuff as cosmetics, but do they use anything back when you were younger?
Yes, I'm sure a lot of wax. A lot of their bases were wax. And as again, it really, as I said, it just almost made your face look false. And they used a lot of oils. A lot of oils were used. Well, of course, oils were used in the Bible days. A lot of oil was used. Women would use oils a lot then. And maybe coconut oil. They used a lot of baby oil now. A lot of people yet use baby oil and bath oils and this type of thing. But I'm very allergic to lanolin, which is from sheep. So, you know, sheep comes, or lanolin comes from sheep, so a lot of people use lanolin, pure lanolin, on their skins. And now, and then too, I'm sure they use a lot of vitamin E oils and, on their skin. Now, that when you talk about makeup, you're talking about your whole body, really, because you need to take care of your whole body as far as keeping it from being so dry. And I think winter months are very hard on your skin, and dries it out because of the heat in the house. And electric blankets, a lot of people sleep under electric blankets, which dry your skin out. Heavy clothing, wools, have a tendency to dry your skin. So, and I have very dry skin, so I have to really lotion up and use a lot of not oils, but lotions. And I've had a lot of problems with my skin as a child. I had an eczema when I was 7 years old and was in the hospital for 3 months with a skin problem. And they thought it was diet. Even your diet has a lot to do with your skin. A diet consists of, they say you shouldn't have any kind of oils or shortenings or this type of thing for cholesterol. But I know when I cut down on eating like oleo or butter, or milk, drinking milk, my skin shows it. And you need a lot of protein for your skin to make your skin develop real good. I notice if I don't eat as many eggs or meat, I have problems with my skin. And I think it's very important for skin. Protein helps develop the skin.
Do they have soaps and shampoos and cleansing products? What types of things did they use for those?
Yes, they had soap, but soap was very harsh then because a lot of the soap was made from lye. And lye is very hard on the skin. It basically will just almost, maybe that's what's wrong with my skin because that we used to call it PG soap. And it's nothing made, it's just made from lye. In fact, my mother used to make soap, and she'd make it from lye. They used a lot of it then for laundry, but they also, they had a soap out which was called Life Boy. And I remember we used a lot of, in fact, you could still buy Life Boy soap. And Life Boy soap, believe it or not, we used to brush our teeth with it. We'd rub our toothbrushes on the Life Boy bar soap and brush our teeth with it. And believe it or not, it made your teeth really nice and white, if you can stand the taste of it. But I sort of got used to the taste of Life Boy soap. But as far as cleansing, we basically didn't use anything then, as far as cleansing goes, only, again, the soap that my mother would make a lot of times, and maybe the Life Boy soap that we'd buy in the stores.
Did you use the soap? What did you use in your hair?
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot about the shampoo soap. Again, they didn't have, if they had shampoo then, we weren't aware of it because, and we mostly couldn't afford to buy a lot of the things that were then because I was sort of brought up in the Depression years and we had more or less just the soap.
Did the Depression years at all affect things in any way?
Oh yes, very much so because, my father didn't have steady work, and my mother was very ill with tuberculosis and in a sanitarium for over a year, and it definitely did affect the whole process of buying and mm-hmm. having things.
What were some of the purposes? Like, I know people buy makeup now to look better. Were some of it, what am I thinking? Just, I know beautification, cleansing and stuff. Did richer people buy more things like toothpaste and did they have those things on the market and did richer people, more wealthy, did they buy those and have them? Or?
Yes. That just stands to reason that the more money you have, the more you're going to be able to buy. Mm-hmm. And we were a very poor family, and we didn't have it. And basically, to clean our teeth, we used soda, which today is still a good cleansing. And we used to soak in soda water. Soda water is very good even to take a bath in. It softens your skin. And if you got itchy skin, it's very good for your skin. And it softens the water. And we used to rinse our hair in vinegar water. We used a lot of vinegar for cleansing. Vinegar is a very cleansing solution. And we could use vinegar also to bathe in, to rinse our hair in especially. And we used to catch rainwater to wash our hair in. Because then in Missouri, we used to have to go quite a ways to get our water. And the wells there weren't very deep. And we used to have like what they call cistern. And a cistern is what they carry water and put it down in the ground. It's a hole in the ground that they put water in. And my brother hauled water. The Kansas City Water Works is where he'd haul water from. And we'd have what they call, it was a delivered water, just like you have gas for your heat and for fuel oil delivered to your house. We had water delivered to our house. And we'd also put big barrels out at the corner of the house to catch rainwater and to bathe in and also to wash your hair in. And everybody loved rainwater to wash their hair in because it made it so soft.
Did, like, you living where you lived, was there a different, did people use different things in different areas? Like when you moved to Michigan, was there, could you tell that there was a difference in styles of wearing makeup and availability to get it? And
well, of course there was, because when I moved to Michigan, I was a little older, and I probably had, I started to work, and I found that I had more money to spend on myself and makeup, which before I had to depend on my parents to buy, and they just didn't have the money to buy it for me. But yes, there was a difference, because when I come to Michigan, I was older.
What type of differences were there?
Well, for instance, the makeup was beginning to be a little different. Mm-hmm. And you could buy it. It was getting to be a little more expensive. Mm-hmm. But still not like it is today. You could go downtown and buy. And also, they came out with a box that, and Coty used to be a name of the makeup, still is on the market today. But they had a loose powder that you could powder your face with as well as your whole body and use it all over you, you know. And I used a lot of more loose powder than I ever did to any other kind of makeup then.
Was there a difference in styles of the way they wore makeup from the different places?
No, there weren't. They're basically the same.
Did you make a lot of things as makeup? I know, like, when you're little, sometimes you'll make things up and put them on, or...
Oh, I think as you're little, you do a lot of things like that. I don't remember any special incident that I of doing it, but I used to sneak in and get into my sister's makeup and use hers if I could, you know. Of course, she wasn't that... She lived away from home, and I used to go visit her, and I used to love to get into her makeup. Of course, she was 4 years older than I, and she was allowed to wear makeup before I, because she was older.
So did you never made things, like you're saying, you made your own toothpaste or, you know, baking powder or something?
Well, that yes, we used a lot of baking powder for, or soda, I'm sorry, not baking powder, soda water to bathe in and to wash your teeth. And no, I can't remember, Tammy, any special time of making any other makeup. I always bought everything that I had, and I didn't make anything.
Was there a big growth in prices, and was there, what did it grow very rapidly at a certain age, or?
Yes, I would say it started to grow rapidly in the 60s. I could see a big change in makeup and in prices, their products, their packaging. They made it more appealing to the eye. That didn't mean it was always better, because more appealing to the eye, but packaging had a lot to do with makeup in the 60s, especially with Avon. They started putting perfumes in decorative bottles, and I have a whole collection of dolls that Avon came out with perfume in it. If you probably, Tammy, you remember some of them, seeing them. And they made the packaging is really makes an eye appealing, and I think that helps sell makeup a lot. And I've seen a big growth in the 70s, coming right on up into the 80s, and in how they apply the makeup, and the quality of it is much nicer. And there's a lot of, you have to watch, a lot of alcohols can be put into perfumes and this type of thing. And in makeup of, I think they've increased the quality of a lot of their makeup. And also another natural makeup is Shaklee. Shaklee makes a good makeup. And also their packaging is nice. But I've really seen a big difference in it.
In prices.
Oh, you can buy creams, face creams, really, especially are expensive over in, if you buy from Estee Lauder, excuse me, or at Clinique. Mm-hmm. There's a big price change, and it keeps going up.
Were there price changes in the 40s? Was there big jumps or?
No, as I say again, I didn't remember it until we got into the 60s. Mm-hmm. I would say 60s on up, there's been an increase in makeup, and every year I've seen a big jump up in makeup. When you can buy now, when you buy a whole cleansing setup, it costs you maybe $35 now, which you could buy the whole thing for $350 when I was younger, if they had it.
Was there a problem, like you said, with waxes, and they used, was there skin problems? Was there?
I think I really noticed more of a skin problem now among teenagers than I did then, because, as I said, sometimes makeup can close the pores of your skin and can cause a lot of pimples and a lot of skin problems. But again, going back to when I was younger, I had skin problems because it was dry skin. And I still have to be very careful. But makeup can ruin your skin if it isn't used properly.
Was there problems in other kids? Noticed as much?
You mean when I was younger or now?
When you were younger.
When I was younger, I saw very few skin problems as much as I do. I see more today.
And what types of problems were there?
Pimples. A lot of pimples because people didn't cleanse their skin. They left, it was oily. They had oily skin. Mm-hmm. And if they didn't use, and in those days, of course, see, I'm going back to Missouri days because the water was very skirmish there now. Than it is now. I mean, they just had water problems to getting water. People didn't bathe like they should have bathed and keep their skin clean. And keeping your skin clean is very important for having skin problems. Along with food, food can cause it too. I mean, a lot of chocolate and this type of thing is hard on your skin.
Did people eat a lot of foods that affected their skin?
When I was in the hospital when I was 7 years old, I remember they thought I didn't have enough vitamin C, so they stuffed me with oranges. And I had a lot of oranges and a lot of milk to drink. And whether that was it or not, I don't know. But I know at that time they felt that vitamin C was very important to your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Now what was your question again? Is that fine?
Yeah, go on. Is there any other stories or anything you remember about makeup? Anything?
Well, I have got a little cute story to tell about Dennis, my oldest son. One day he went down, we lived in an apartment above my in-laws, and my sister-in-law Betty had her bedroom just at the foot of our steps going downstairs. I came in, and Dennis was in the middle of his Aunt Betty's bed on a white bedspread, a new one at that, and he had all her makeup dumped in the middle of her bedspread and was just spreading it all over the bed. And needless to say, his mother wasn't very happy with him, and neither was his Aunt Betty, but she did chuckle about it because he was only about 2 years old, but it was funny, but a mess.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any other little stories that anything funny you might have done with makeup, any dress up or?
Oh, when I was little, sure, I dressed up, and my girlfriends and I, we used to dress up. And I can remember to this day, my cousin would come to visit us, and her and I laugh about it yet to this day. She's gone now, she isn't living now, but a few years ago we were together, we were talking about it. They used to have tobacco in tin cans, and used to call it Prince Albert tobacco. Well, her dad and my dad smoked, and that's what they'd use as the tobacco out of the cans. So we'd save all the cans, and we used to be, that would be our purses. And we used to get out and dress up in our mother's clothes and wear anything that looked old to us, you know. And of course, again, they didn't have makeup, so we didn't get into the makeup too much because we didn't have it in those days.
Mm-hmm.
But we used to play makeup in clothes and use these Prince Albert tobacco cans for our purses. And I think we could entertain ourselves probably. We didn't have the TVs and the radios and the Nintendo games and this type of thing. We had to create our own fun, and it was fun doing those things, and we had a lot of fun doing it.
Did people wear, like, did they take makeup with them much in purses and stuff? Did they carry it around?
No, because they didn't have it then. Maybe a tube of lipstick, and that's about it, or a pack of rouge.
As you got older, did they seem to carry more and more makeup
with them?
Yes,
I wouldn't even think about walking out the door today without my makeup bag, or having, you know, being able to put my makeup on. And most generally, I make my face up every morning, unless I'm, just sometimes I give my skin a rest. Maybe a couple of days I'll just oil it real good and with some of my cream, and just go 2 days without it. Just give my skin a rest. But most generally, I like to get up in the morning and shower and make my face up. And I think I got that tip from my mother-in-law, because I always admired how she would do that. She'd get up and she always looked nice every morning, because she always would brush her hair nicely and shower, and she would make her face up, that she would be ready for the day and attractive for her husband. And I think that's very important.
I think it's important to be attractive for your husband, is that what you said?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Was there much applying of makeup in public? Like in school now, sometimes you'll get people right in their lockers putting on other makeup.
I'm sure that they did when I was younger. We always went to the bathroom, and we never did it at the lockers. And I still feel that's very, we were taught that it was very improper to apply lipstick in a restaurant when you were sitting in a restaurant after you've eaten. If you think your lipstick's off, you'd always be taught to go to the ladies' room and apply it, not at a table while you're eating. And I have seen girls do that, and I think it's very improper. But see, I come from the old school, and that's the way I feel.
Mm-hmm. Do you see them applying more than just lipstick in public? And was it?
Yes, I've seen them put the powder on their face, the powder base. And I've seen them put eyeshadow on their eyes. And I've seen this in restaurants, and I think it's very distasteful.
And they do that in your age, or did you ever see it? Or what?
No, not very much. Again, I think the girls were taught different than a little bit more of an etiquette, that they weren't supposed to do that.
What did churches feel about
makeup? Very against it. Very much against it. All the churches that I ever went to were very strict about that. They thought wearing makeup was sinful, and that you shouldn't wear makeup. And there are some churches and people today that believe that you shouldn't make up your face. I don't want to name any names of any churches to offend anybody, but I know there are some religions, there's some beliefs of people that they think it's very simple to make your face up and adorn yourself with makeup.
Was there certain churches in your age that thought that, or was it pretty much all churches?
I think most all churches then. I think it started to, I can remember even, I would say 20 years ago in a church near here, that they didn't believe in wearing makeup. Yeah, they thought it was very simple, and now I've noticed those same people wearing makeup, I would say, in the last 20 years.
Do you remember anything else that your mother might have said about makeup? Did she, as she got older, use any makeup?
No. I never remember either. Of course, as I said, my own mother died when I was 7, and my stepmother died a few years ago, and she never did wear makeup. So I can't say anything about my own mother's about makeup, because they never wore it. They never believed in it.
Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on children, say 7 or 8? I know a lot of times they'll have fake makeup that they can act like they're putting on, but what do you feel about children wearing makeup and what age is
I think children, and when they're younger, it's a fun thing. It's all right for a fun thing, but when they're going to church or going to school, I don't think they should wear it. And I think after you reach 13, 14, 15, going on up, that a little makeup doesn't hurt you. And I think, but the most important thing, I think, is to be taught how to take care of your skin first, and then taught also how to apply it and know how to wear it.
Okay. What products children use? Did they use anything or just water or?
You mean when I was little, yeah, to wear makeup? Well, again, I don't remember anything as far as a child even playing with makeup, because we didn't have it in the home because mm-hmm. it wasn't believed in. And I think basically when I was a child, most families felt that way. I don't think it was just only my family. Mm-hmm. I think it was a lot of families. Again, as I say, when I was 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, I never knew what makeup really was because we never had it in the home. And that's about the fact of it.
Mm-hmm. Was it a big thing to have? If you had makeup in the home, was it considered a big thing, or what was?
Yes, again, it was considered very sinful to wear makeup. It's, again, they thought you were frivolous and a floozy. They used to call you a floozy
mm-hmm.
if you got all dressed up and put a lot of makeup on. And again, I wasn't allowed to do it.
And what kind of stores did you buy your cosmetics at?
At a dime store, what they call a 5 and 10 cent store then. And it was all, it was in a counter, like there was a clerk behind the counter, but it was like a U-shaped counter. And they had the makeups all on a slanted counter, divided by glass pieces. And they'd have all the rouge in a pack, in a section, and then they'd have the powders in a section, and they'd have the lipstick in the sections. And also, I a lot of lipsticks, and they didn't have too many colors. A lot of the colors were bright reds, and very, very few mild and soft colors, which are sometimes are much prettier now. I don't know if you've ever had your color done, Tammy, but a winter month is supposed to wear brighter colors in makeup, and of course that's a cool color. the cool season, and you can also intermix with summer colors, which are cool. And but then the makeup were bought mostly in the 5 and 10 cent store, and drugstores didn't even carry it then, which now you can buy at most any drugstore, but mostly in 5 and 10 cent stores.
Was there ever any, invitations, or like, you know, now you have your expensive makeup and then you got the cheap stuff that's not well made. Was there different types?
Yes, but not as many. There probably was. There were probably just a couple brands of makeup, and I can